Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katia Vlad. Parashat Toldot, Week 6, Aliyah number 4. They said, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you." So we said, "Let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." Genesis 26, 28 and 29. Why do the enemies make covenants with the blessed of the Eternal? The Philistines expelled Yitzhak from the region. He put up no resistance but walked away further and further until he reached Be'er Sheva. There, the Eternal encouraged him so he wouldn't be afraid, telling him that he was with him. The best medicine against fear is to know that the Eternal is with us. When Yitzhak was among the Philistines, they were very blessed because the purpose of the Eternal, by blessing Abraham and his offspring, is to bless all others. When the blessing came upon Yitzhak, when he acted faithfully according to the promise in order to reap a supernatural crop, the Philistines also received many blessings. But when Yitzhak was expelled, the blessings left them. This story has been repeating thousands of times since the creation of the chosen people. All those who have treated the Jewish people well have been blessed, and all those who have mistreated the Jewish people, they've been cursed by the Eternal. This is a law that the Eternal has set regarding the Jewish people. This law also applies to those who are not necessarily physical offspring of Abraham, but that follow his faith. These are Canada's offspring, so the rule also applies to them. Now, the king of the Philistines found out that he had lost the blessing and only the curse remained. He made a wise decision and went back to Yitzhak to make a covenant of peace with him. He didn't want to lose the benefits that come with a good relationship with those who are blessed by the Eternal. Nowadays, the exact same thing is happening. Those Arabs that we have befriended with the Jewish people and the state of Israel have been very blessed. I personally know hundreds of them that are not interested at all in fighting against Israel because they understand that they would lose the great blessing they are enjoying because of the Jews who give them jobs, medical care, financial subsidies, education, modern technology, subsidized housing, and other material benefits. On the contrary, those Arabs who have chosen to go to war against Israel and the Jewish people are suffering the consequences of the curse sent from heaven to them. Unfortunately, they don't understand these spiritual laws and keep on blaming Israel for their problems, when they could also receive benefits from the blessed ones of the Eternal. Avimelech knew how to take advantage of this law and reconcile with Yitzhak again because he didn't want to lose the blessing he was receiving through this heavenly channel. Each one has to choose between blessing and curse. If you are for Israel and the Jewish people, you will be blessed. But if you are against them, you will be cursed. Now it is your turn to choose. May the Eternal grant us understanding and discernment to avoid being fooled by the media. May we never believe the lies that they vomit against Israel every day. And may we never give room to anti-Semitism, anti-Judaism, anti-Zionism, and Judeophobia. Shalom.